Blog Talk Radio.
That wasn't my fault. I cut the music off before J. Cole cussed. I swear I hit the button. But it doesn't quite matter now. Thank you all for joining us. Good gracious. It has been a long yet very, very fun and very, very insightful season here on the Eric Terrell Show. This is the season finale of the Eric Terrell Show. Thank you for joining us. That's right, I said us. I'll explain in a second because Asia's not here. I'll explain about us, who us is. But this is my season finale, Eric Terrell Show, okay? It is the show, we're releasing the show December 9th at 6:30 Wednesday. Has mainstream black stand-up comedy fallen? That's the question. Now, each word in that question is important to the question. Has mainstream, because Lord knows I haven't fallen, has mainstream black, because, you know, Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, they doing their thing. Ricky Gervais, they out there killing it. Has mainstream black stand-up, because, you know, we got our movies, you know, we got Blackish. Blackish is doing pretty well. Has mainstream black stand-up comedy fallen? That's what we're talking about today. We've got an illustrious special guest. Hopefully he makes it. Like I said, it's been a great season here. It's been a fantastic season of the Eric Terrell Show. I thank you all, and I love you all, and I need you all. I thank you so much. Happy holidays to all of my wonderful, wonderful supportive listeners to the Eric Terrell Show. We've seen many different things this season. We've seen the exiting, the goodbye of one of our tried and true segments, Eric's Five Things. And we've also said hello to two new co-hosts, okay? One of them is working tonight, and the other co-host, the co-host who I've had for three seasons now, she's not a new co-host. She is also working tonight, but she may join us, Miss Asia Downing. We love Miss Asia Downing. But that third co-host, my second new co-host, the third one, he is an amazing person, and I love this dude. He's one of my closest friends. He knows a lot about many different topics that we talk about here, especially religion and especially love, because we call him the Love Doctor. What's happening, Love Doctor?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back, brother.
Cool. You're breaking up a bit. I don't know if that's my phone or yours, or, you know, the internet. In other words, God, you know, God's, you know, just adding some flavor to the show.
Am I good now? Am I good?
Yeah. We're all good. We're all good.
Cool.
Now,
cool.
I know you haven't had so much time to think about it, unless you've been paying attention for the past few weeks that you've been on hiatus. But first of all, we've done a survey, and I will give the results to the survey as well as my answer to the survey question in just a short moment before we talk to our special guest. But right now, I'm going to answer the question because our special guest will have a better answer to the question. I promise you, he's been on Def Comedy Jam. He's been on Comic View. He's seen the light that is mainstream black stand-up comedy. So his insight is the insight that we need. But my insight from a preliminary black stand-up comedy, and I don't do, you know, black stand-up comedy, mainstream black stand-up comedy, I haven't been able to do yet because I haven't really been on TV yet. Now, the word mainstream has many different definitions, but the definition we're going to use today is television. That's television. If you're on television doing stand-up comedy, you're a mainstream black stand-up comic, or you're doing mainstream black stand-up comedy. You're not necessarily doing black comedy, but you're a mainstream black stand-up comedian. You got to be careful about these words, Marcus. Got to be really, really careful. People will kill me if I word this the wrong way, especially my special guest who freaking slit my throat. But
that's why I came out with the word specific. You know, got to be very specific
and technical and literal.
Right.
But black comedians have to do mainstream comedy as well as black comedy. Now, when you're doing mainstream comedy, you can be doing black comedy as well, but you can also not be doing black comedy. And that goes for white comedians as well as black comedians. But when you're not doing mainstream comedy, it's easier to do either one. It's easier to do mainstream comedy or black comedy. But and of course, white people, they have the option to not do black comedy. They can just do mainstream comedy and leave the black comedy for the black people. I admire the ones who say, you know what, I'm going to try this black comedy. But the question is about black comedians, not necessarily black comedy, but black comedy as well, because black comedians are black comedy. But the question is, the thing is here, that Kevin Hart has been the pinnacle of black comedy and mainstream black stand-up comedy for a long time now, a long time. I feel like the crown is glued to his head. You know, he's just the man, okay? And he's the man because he's earned the right to be the man. He puts in the man-type work ethic. He should be the man, but he hasn't done stand-up. He's always doing stand-up, but he hasn't, as far as mainstream's concerned, we haven't seen the stand-up specials in maybe, what has it been, 2 or 3 years? So that's why while I think that mainstream black stand-up comedy has not necessarily fallen, I do think because the man who is the king has not necessarily been defending the crown in a mainstream way, I do think it is a valid question. Not saying it's a valid question as in, you know, someone's going to take his throne or something like that. It's not about that. I mean, we definitely want him to be on top as long as he can be on top. But is there going to be a rise of a new black stand-up comedy, or is it just going to dwindle away until Kevin Hart decides to do more stand-up, more mainstream stand-up? Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
So now fallen is kind of dramatic. I probably should have asked the question, has mainstream black stand-up comedy been in trouble? You know, is it in trouble? You know, because it hasn't. When you say something's fallen, it's pretty much dead. You know, like Lord Voldemort has fallen. You know, the Brothers with Cornrows have fallen. You know, the season of the 76ers has fallen. But we don't want to just kill off mainstream black stand-up comedy. Before we talk to my very special guest, And I give the results of our survey. What are your thoughts, Love Doctor? What are you thinking?
That's a good question, man. You put in a lot of words that I can't even. It's hard to go off because you said everything that I would say. The only thing is, I'm not just saying this because you're my dog, but I think you up next, honestly. You feel what I'm saying? And you notice you said, you know, you haven't done TV yet. Notice that word, yet. But you definitely on your way, though. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart is definitely at the top of the throne. Definitely got you. Will you say it again?
Well, you are saying it because I'm your man. I mean, but I think you are.
I told you when I watch you, man. I picture myself if I didn't know you. You know what I'm saying? When I go to the shows, you feel what I'm saying? If I didn't know you, would I be laughing? Because I'm an honest dude. You know what I mean? But
and of course, I would agree. That keeps me driven, thinking that I'm gonna be up next. But so answer this question. Who's the best of all time? Who's the best? Is that your phone, Marcus?
No, I don't think that's me.
Who's the best of all time? Do you hear this?
Yeah, I think I heard a little crinkling, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Give us 1 second. You good? Go ahead. Go ahead. All right,
yeah,
we good.
Yeah, the greatest of all time, I'll have to say, would be Richard Pryor. That boy, he's just, I don't think sometimes people would laugh at his jokes, and he wasn't trying to be funny. Like, he was having a serious moment, but he just was funny. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, you know, over the past few weeks, the past month or so, we did a survey, and I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's a debate, but the best black stand-up comedian of all time is definitely Richard Pryor. I would agree with you, and it turns out that my listening audience think the same thing. So that's definitely what happened. So
here we go.
We're going to keep moving. We're going to introduce him. All right, you ready?
Yep. Here we go.
Yo, if you knew everything I just did in the past 2 minutes, you'd I went through like 5 computers and like did like restream like 18 wires. This is amazing. But we're ready to go. We got the static off of the air, and we're continuing the radio show now. Listen here, people. My special guest on the show today, I brought him specifically to talk about this topic. It's amazing that he has time to speak with us and to give us the insight. Like I said, he's seen mainstream black stand-up comedy, Def Comedy Jam, Comic View, Laugh at My Pain, Kevin Hart's Laugh at My Pain. He's the king of Philadelphia. He has the biggest fan base in Philadelphia, and I definitely know that to be true. He does a show at Warm Daddy's every Wednesday. Come out to Warm Daddy's tomorrow for Soul Comedy. I'm going to introduce to some and present to most Mr. Toure Gordon. What's going on, Toure?
What's going on with you, fellas?
What's going on, man? What's up, Walt?
Hey, nothing, man. I was listening in. I'm impressed that you got all those technical difficulties discovered.
Yeah, right. Yo, did you hear the static? Did you hear what was happening?
Yeah, I heard the static. I thought it was my phone. I put my phone on mute. I was like, oh, that ain't me.
Oh my goodness! I was plugging out Ethernet cords, and I said, thank God I went to college. I figured that out.
So what's going
on? Man, what is good? What is good? I'm glad you could do this for us on our season finale.
I don't know what it is, man. I close out a lot of black shows. I was on the last episode of Common View. I was on the last episode of the Monique Show. Hope this ain't, Hope this ain't y'all last episode, man. I don't know what it is. Call me in to close it out.
If for some reason we don't have another season, I know who to blame. I know exactly who to blame. Toure is all over Philadelphia. He's in New York, and he's been a mentor to me and many other up and rising comedians who are definitely said to be up next, like Derek Gaines, Monroe Martin, Dave Temple. We Welly Jackson, we've all been mentored by who we believe the great Toure Gordon. Okay, he's our guy. That's our guy. Like, everybody's got their guy. Toure is the pinnacle to us. Now, it's funny, we talk about mainstream black stand-up comedians and black stand-up comedy, and I ask the question, is mainstream black stand-up comedy in trouble, or has it fallen? And I ask that question because Kevin Hart, it seems, has found better things to do. Now, I know once a comedian, you're always a stand-up comedian at heart. But it seems that sometimes that's what happens. When once you become mainstream, it seems that a lot of our stand-up comics just find other things or better things to do. And it's funny, we talk about the pinnacle of mainstream black stand-up comedy, which is Kevin Hart. And he's actually a friend of yours. This is a man that you know personally. So what do you think about the question we posed? Has mainstream black stand-up comedy fallen? And anything else that stuck out at you that we said?
I was listening to you. I would have to say, Eric, you sound like you know what you're talking about. But you're a little off. And I understand. Okay. Why that is, because in today's era, everything is social media driven. Everything is immediate, and I mean truly immediate gratification. There is no legacy that's regarded as much as today. You know, you could have had six rings, but they keep talking about Stephen Curry doing stuff Michael Jordan didn't do, and I'm like, how are y'all having this conversation? Don't get me wrong. He's having a great year. But you can't – you see what I'm saying? But – that's the era we live in, where if it ain't in my face, or I can't pull it up on my phone, or it didn't happen in 15 seconds on my timeline, it's not recognized. So it's not that mainstream black comedy is dying. It's just that everyone's focus is on one person. Mm-hmm. And Kevin capitalized on that. Kevin capitalized on social media. He has a rabid following. He has the type – I say all the time, jokingly – he has a dangerous following. Like, if Kevin Hart tweeted, go kill somebody, he got like 3 million followers. There's enough idiots in that 3 million that somebody would go do it. Like, well, Kevin Hart said,
you saw the tweet.
Dangerous following. It has less to do with funny or ability and a lot more to do with being involved or being a part of something. I'm not taking away in the least from what Kevin Hart could do in his comic abilities. What I'm just saying is that nowadays we don't look at accomplishments like we used to. So I say that to say, Kevin's been on top for a moment, but people forget about a guy who still does very, very large numbers by the name of Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm.
They was printing money for Cat Williams. As a matter of fact, Kevin Hart's Live Nation deal is a direct result of Cat Williams not being able to fulfill his contractual obligations for the last part of that tour, where Cat was having some legal issues. So those dates, Live Nation pushed them to Kevin. Kevin used his following to start building that grind that he had, and then, you know, you couldn't stop him once he hit the ground running. But there's a guy about it. I mean, Cat Williams still does six, 7,000 people a show, which is phenomenal considering what have you seen Cat Williams on? In the last 3 years, you've only seen Cat Williams on stage. He doesn't have a TV show. He doesn't have movies. He doesn't have radio. He's touring. That's what he is. So the funny thing about us is, and here's what happens, is once you become a moneymaker, then they move you over to mainstream. They say, oh, well, you know, like if you look at it, Steve Harvey's mainstream. But that's not where he started. You know, Steve Harvey started Def Jam alumni. He was one of the first comedians on Def Jam. But once that money got to a certain level, mainstream is a way of saying industry, because I hate the main. It's like mainstream or black. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Black people working
yeah.
within the industry. Once you get to a certain level, the industry wants a part of it. You could be underground
yeah.
all you want. The difference between Chill Moody and Jay-Z is the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Chill Moody exists on an underground level where his fans and following directly to attach to him and buy his product. Jay-Z exists on the same level, but except he has Viacom and all the Coca-Cola and Pep, all these people pushing the same product. It's just being pushed at a larger level of a louder volume. So it's really
yeah.
no difference between mainstream and, I guess, black comedy. It's just once we get to a level where white people see, oh, he's making some money, they want some of it. And that's just the God's honest truth. So
yep.
they'll take an act like Kevin. And here's the crazy thing about Kevin. As you play me as a mentor, so does Kevin. So I seen it. I remember when Soul Plane came out. And I remember how black people were treating him. Oh, he corny. He ain't funny. Kevin didn't get respect from black people until he did that Shaq's All-Star thing. And then it was all
that's
of a sudden
right.
it was viral. I would go into the
right.
barbershop and people were like, yo, did you see this? And I'm like, yeah. And then Paper Soldiers. You gotta realize this man had a full feature film called Soul Plane, a major studio release that flopped. Paper Soldiers mm-hmm. is straight to DVD, and that's what everybody know him by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when black people started paying attention to Kevin. And then he took that and his following and marketing that social media, and he kept pounding y'all. Like, he's had one thing I give Kevin is he don't let a year go by without him releasing a new special. So he's had Laugh at My Pain. He's had What Now? He's had Grown Little Man. Like, every year. To me, his work ethic reminded me of Lil Wayne pre-Carter. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Lil Wayne was
yeah.
dropping mixtape after mixtape after mixtape, that's what Kevin did. So what happened was the industry
yeah.
started paying attention to the numbers, and that became mainstream. So often as black people, we think mainstream doesn't include us. It truly includes us because it's our money that makes it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
yeah, just to correct that, it's not
now,
going anywhere. As long as you have successful comedians, the mainstream will come and get them. And then you got great shows like Last Comic Standing and a brother by the
yeah.
name of Clayton English winning. So that just, you know, Clayton English straight from Georgia, you know, just a straight kid,
right,
a
yeah.
kid from Georgia. That's funny. And he came and he got here. So it feels good for that brand of comedy, our brand, so to speak, to be getting recognized. So that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that there's a lull right now? I mean, everything that you're saying is obviously right. I mean, who am I to see? I mean, of course, but with Kevin, do you see what I was saying when I said that he's kind of found better things to do, or he's kind of doing other things? Because my question is more so about mainstream black stand-up comedy.
Right.
And do you think that Cat Williams is still, because he's still a huge moneymaker, and he's
yeah.
still killing the game, but do you think he still qualifies as mainstream? I think, you know, obviously even if he did still qualify, he wouldn't be in competition with Kevin Hart as far as being mainstream and being the king of mainstream. So I'm just thinking that there's a lull right now. There's kind of a low point, being as though the guy who's the best hasn't done a stand-up special. I mean, he's killing the game. He's doing movies, everything, but a stand-up special in, you know, I guess it's been over a year or something like that.
Oh,
it just
yeah.
seems like it's a pivotal point right now.
Yeah, it's a situation where, and to go back to Cat Williams, Cat Williams isn't what you call mainstream. And that aspect of you saying, well, they don't look at Cat like they look at Kevin. There's a difference between Kevin is what you call non-threatening. Now, you have to understand that. In Hollywood, they love a non-threatening black man. Cat Williams doesn't fit into that. Cat Williams don't fit that mold. Cat Williams, they know Cat Williams going to act up and do something. Kevin, you
right.
put you like this. I've often said, I said, you'll leave your daughter in the room with Kevin. You're going to leave your daughter in the room with Cat Williams.
No, you don't want to do that.
So it's that's the acceptance that makes Kevin able to go into more households, so to speak, making him quote-unquote mainstream. But when you keep saying he's not doing anything, you do know August 30th, when he sold out the Lear Corps Center, that's the next movie. I mean, not the Lear Corps Center, the Lincoln Financial Field. That's the next movie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to be
there. That's what I'm saying. Like, Kevin don't let a year go by without a new special coming out. Like, he definitely stays on top of that. Now, he may have been more into movies in the last couple years than he was, but he definitely keeps that special out there because, to borrow the Chris Rock ideology, as Chris Rock would say, and I would say Chris Rock's a little different from Kevin, meaning Kevin's movies are actually entertaining. Chris Rock says that. Chris Rock says, I know my movies aren't entertaining. He said, but for some reason, every time I do one of these HBO stand-up specials, y'all offer me $10 million to do a movie. So you understand it's almost systematic where these cats do the movies because that's what the industry dictates. Like, okay, Kev, man, you blew up. You did such and such many numbers on your tour. Let's get you in a movie so that it keeps the consciousness there, and then you can go back and do your tour dates. But what happens is the gap is so big. Like, there's nobody near Kevin. There's nobody near Kevin. There's nobody going to be near Kevin. There's nobody going to get to where Kevin is. So the gap is so big.
It's like a monopoly. It's like
right, but see, that's us
and everybody else.
But that's us too, because like the society, the era we live in. Like, I remember, I'm headlining Uptown Comedy Club, and I got to do radio promo in the morning, so I go to the radio station, and this rude woman comes out because she was rude. Because if I'm doing your radio show in the morning, I didn't call in and ask to do your radio show. I'm here working for the club. They brought me in to do promo. So when I get up and the woman comes, after having me sitting there waiting for 45 minutes, the woman walks out and says, well, I've never seen him before. And I said, good morning.
Right.
How are you? Like, I've never seen you before. You're a radio jock. I'm a world-traveling comedian. Your voice is only as good as this signal. People know me all over the world, but you want to act like you ain't never seen me before. Fine, cool.
Right.
Now,
right.
The club owner who's with me says, oh, this is too Ray. He's starting Kevin Hart's Laugh at My Pain. And she said, well, I didn't see that part. And I'm like, okay. And he was like, well, yeah, he started Kevin Hart out in comedy. And she was like, okay, well. And about the third Kevin Hart, I said, Gary, that's the owner of the club. I said, Gary, Kevin Hart isn't performing at your club this weekend. Toure is. You might want to start blowing us up. That's the problem. These clubs, these promoters, the business wants to make the money. They're not here to break it.
We kind of got delayed with technical difficulties and other stuff. The show's over. I hate that my show is so short. we could talk for 30 more minutes. I know we could, but especially about comedy. But I got to give you this time, and if you could, in maybe a minute or less than a minute, if you could just close us out real quick with the biggest message you have to, I guess, the industry or consumers or other comedians about mainstream black stand-up comedy, where you think it's going and where you think it should go and how we get there.
Comedians, don't worry about where your product is placed. You make a good product and you present it for sale to the public. If your product is mainstream, they'll put it there. If it's grimy, they'll put it there. If it's urban, they'll put it there. If it's Christian, they'll put it where it goes. You don't have to worry about that. Comedians, just work on your craft, produce quality product. That's what we need to worry about. To the industry, you may not see us coming, but we're here and we're viable. And you know we're viable because you see the money that's made off of us, whether we have a name or not. To the fans and supporters of live stand-up comedy, number one, thank y'all. That really means a lot to us for y'all to come out your house and spend your hard-earned money to come see some live entertainment and let us do our thing. But please understand that a lot of us do not have a draw name. You may not know my name, but a lot of us are talented. A lot of us are funny. A lot of us are worth your money. So don't always look for the name on the show, rather the quality of the show, which is why I'm so prominently always saying it's about soul comedy. Yeah, I host it, but it ain't about Toure. It's about soul comedy. It's about a quality show, everybody coming out to have a good time in a good place, and seeing some great comedians. So thank you.
That's all I can ever say
to everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. That's the best. That's all that we all need to hear. Thank you so much, Toure Gordon. Thanks, Love Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Most important thing is love, people. Love yourself. love others, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you have to do is love God, because God is love, and God.
There you go.
Until April, God did it. Thank you all very much.
Yes, he did.
This is our